haven't seen it.
The following is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network. It's time to talk Fighting Tiger football.
Far sideline, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Tigers!
This is the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, the official bank of the LSU Tigers.
Launches towards the end zone, adjusting. Terrace Marshall goes up, pulls it down, touchdown, LSU!
Live from TJ Ribs in Baton Rouge. Have a question for Coach? Just dial 578-4827 in the Baton Rouge area or toll-free from anywhere, 1-800-315-8255, or ask on Twitter at LSU Radio.
And the Tigers of LSU, a team of destiny and a team for ages, capturing the national title.
Standing by with Coach, here is your host, the voice of your Fighting Tigers, Chris Blair.
Good Wednesday evening, Tiger fans, and welcome in once again to this week's show. The Tigers are off this weekend, the game postponed due to COVID-19 concerns. Keyword is postponed, as the conference is dealing with four games being postponed this weekend. Conversations, of course, are ongoing. Try to reschedule those games before the SEC title game on December 19th. However, LSU football, as you know, never stops 24-7, 365. So we've got plenty to talk about tonight, and it's your chance to talk with Coach O. You can dial us up at 578-4827 in Baton Rouge, toll-free from anywhere at 1-800-315-8255. You can tweet us a question live via Twitter at LSU Radio, and you can even get a question in with the LSU Sports mobile app. We are here at TJ Ribs once again. Coach O going to join us next, get this show started, so don't you go anywhere. We're back after this on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
You can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more.
When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future.
If SEC football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM SEC Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team previews, live games, news and analysis from experts like Chris Doering and Aaron Murray, coaches shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside SEC football and do it for free. Listen on your phone, online, and at home with the free SiriusXM trial. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
Hey Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
Brennan hit as he throws, tosses to the end zone. Terrace Marshall with the score. Touchdown, Tigers.
Have a question for Coach? Dial us up at 578-4827 in Baton Rouge or toll free from anywhere, 1-800-315-8255 or live via Twitter at LSU Radio. This is the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Here we are. It's Wednesday night. the Ed Ogeron Show presented by Hancock Whitney. We are live from TJ Ribs, official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics, our weekly home to the LSU Head Coaches Shows with the location right here on Acadian Thruway and on Segan Lane. And don't forget, you can visit tjribs.com to place your orders now. I want to thank everybody for coming out to TJ Ribs tonight. All of you listening, wherever you are, ladies and gentlemen, Tiger fans of all ages, once again, my pleasure and privilege to welcome to the show the head coach of your Fighting Tigers, Ed Ogeron.
Thank you, Chris. Great to see all our great fans out here, our fans on the radio, and we're excited about our football team's practice at the open date. Are we excited about rescheduling Alabama? I'm sure we're going to reschedule them. I can't wait to play them. Big rival for us. But right now we're preparing for Arkansas next week.
Coach, obviously a topsy-turvy week. You came into the week, and I know you mentioned on Monday there was a concern about this weekend's game being able to be played. As you said during the press conference, you, the staff, and team were preparing to play, and that the conference office, medical team, and obviously the LSU administration would make that ultimate call. What was the week like when it started as far as preparing to play? I mean, was it difficult as the tests came in, the numbers came in, players were being scratched, and you and the staff had to determine who would be able to practice and possibly play?
Yeah, don't blink. Just keep on going, you know, and we stuck to the plan. We wasn't going to deviate until we were told for sure that we wasn't going to play the game. And I believe that came out yesterday. I told the team right before practice, but we had an Alabama practice, a first down Tuesday. We practiced very well. We said we're going to put it in storage, and we'll use it again whenever we play them.
You know, I think we've all been very lucky to play any games in 2020, obviously, and it seems like every week it's a major concern for every team and every conference who's playing football this year. But maybe, including myself, maybe all of us as fans have taken for granted that each week there's going to be a game, considering all the things and all the factors and all the variables that go into it. It seems that each week after you play a game, you kind of have to re-rack, and there's always that chance that things can change in a New York minute. What has that been like for the entire football operation here in 2020?
You know, well, first of all, it's been pretty good. I mean, we've been COVID-free for most of the games. What happened is we had a couple guys that get COVID, a few, but most of our guys were quarantined, contact tracing and stuff like that. That's what decimated our numbers.
You know, the student-athletes obviously come to LSU in all sports to play and to compete at the highest level, even this year. And it was clear across the country that everybody who played college athletics, especially football this fall, wanted to play. You mentioned you told the team after the practice yesterday. What was the reaction like? I mean, how did they respond to that type of news?
They were good. You know, in fact, I told them before practice. And that we're going to practice against Alabama. It is going to be rescheduled in our mind. We are going to play them. The guys were enthusiastic. They worked hard. Today we flipped the script. We went to Arkansas. Again, they had a great practice.
I know that you've been asked often over the last couple of years about your input when it comes to scheduling games, and you've been very clear every time that those decisions on when and who you play each season are up to the administration and other people. Your job is to just get the team ready and play at a championship level. But in this strange year, with, as I said, all the variables and all the things changing on a weekly basis, do you think or will you have any input as to how they possibly try to reschedule this weekend's game and maybe – overall, the games remaining on the schedule?
You know, I know our athletic director talks to Commissioner Sankey on a daily basis. I'm sure he has some input. I'm sure Commissioner Sankey is going to give him some ideas. And Scott and I go agree with it or disagree, but more or less the SEC office makes that decision.
All right, let's go to the Bud Light hotline. Again, if you're out there tonight with a question for Coach O, 225-578-4827. Here in Baton Rouge, or you can call toll-free from anywhere you are tonight at 1-800-315-8255. Also have some questions to get to on Twitter. You can send us a question in at LSU Radio. We also have some questions to get to on the LSU Sports mobile app. But let's go to Fritzy in Greenville, Mississippi. Fritzy, you're up first on this night.
Hey, Chris.
Hey,
hey,
Fritzy.
Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Coach O.
What do you say, Fritzy?
Coach O. I'm going to tell you what, I'm like a balloon that somebody done stuck and took the air out, because I was really hoping that by the time I'm talking to you tonight right now, I was hoping that I was going to be headed south down to BR, okay? Yeah, but that didn't happen, so, hey, you know what we do? We just move forward.
That's right.
We're going to look to Arkansas, and, Coach O, you know Arkansas, they wear that ugly-ass red. That we don't allow nothing red in our house. Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I love it.
And the only thing that the hogs are good for is two things. That's one, to make a ham sandwich, and the other one is to make gumbo. So, first of all, I want all, Coach O, you please stay safe. All our coaches stay safe. Our players stay safe. That everybody get well. And we're looking forward to next week, Coach O.
Love you, Fritzy. Tell Charlie we said hello.
We love you, Coach O.
Thank you, Fritzy, for the call. Fans, we got much more to come, a couple of callers to get to, a couple of questions on Twitter. In fact, Coach, we'll go there now real quick before our break. We got a tweet in from @RealBugsBunny. What do you think about that? He wanted to know, what would it take to get a copy of his copy, that is, of Flip the Script signed? And, by the way, I show you a picture now, Coach. He is one of our great members of the Armed Services here on Veterans Day.
Yeah, if you send us your address, tweet us your address, I will get you a book and I will sign it and FedEx it to you.
And again, Real Bugs Bunny, thank you for your service to our country. Fans, as I said, much more to come. We'll continue talking about the challenges this week, obviously what the Tigers are going to be working on, and should they play Arkansas a week from this Saturday, what they expect next week to look like as well. We'll also get into recruiting as best we can, as generic as we can, and we'll take more of your calls and questions live via Twitter. So stay with us. It's the Ed Ogeron Show. It's presented by Hancock Whitney, and it's right here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU Athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
All right, folks, come on, y'all ready to party? Give it up, clear the floor, and give way to the big money game from the lottery. Let's hear it for the big man, $200,000 big spender, and $100,000 big win. Pay attention, y'all. Coming on down is $20,000 big deal, followed by $10,000 big bucks.
Make it a big night with all four tickets. You could win up to $200,000.
Remember, you must be at least 21 to purchase.
Hi, I'm Clint. I started as a service clerk at Rouse's, and now I'm the VP of operations. If you're looking for a career instead of a job, come grow with us. There's a future for you here. You can apply online right now or at any Rouse's market. We'll give you everything you need to succeed.
Here in Louisiana, we're all about flavor and football. And as a proud partner of LSU Athletics, Louisiana Fish Fry brings all the crispy, golden, delicious game time flavor y'all need. So when you're rooting for our national champion Tigers, sink your claws into our breadings, boils, sauces, and more. Because y'all deserve to tackle your taste buds with the very best from Louisiana Fish Fry.
People's Health is your Medicare health team, and People's Health is proud to sponsor your LSU Tiger teams. People's Health knows that when it comes to healthcare, what works is teamwork. Every People's Health Plan member is backed by a Medicare health team of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other health professionals. Whatever your health goals, our team's goal is to help you enjoy the best health possible. So compare your Medicare coverage to a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan. Call for your free information kit. People's Health is the official health plan of LSU Athletics.
I'm Mark. I started as a local chef, came into the deli department at Rouse's, and now I'm a store director. So if you're in the restaurant or hospitality business and you're looking for a career change, come grow with us at Rouse's. You can apply online right now or at any Rouse's market. We'll give you everything you need to succeed.
Brennan in the pocket, stands tall, fires towards the end zone. Going to be grabbed. Arik Gilbert, touchdown, Tigers.
Back to TJ Ribs with more of the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney.
Join the show by dialing 578-4827 in Baton Rouge or toll free from anywhere, 1-800-315-8255, or tweet a question at LSU Radio.
Back here at TJ Ribs, the Ed Ogeron Show. Tiger fans, we want to know how you go with Tabasco. All you have to do is download the LSU Sports mobile app, like our weekly recipe for a chance to win a $100 gift card. Tabasco sauce, the number one pick of your LSU Fighting Tigers. Coach, let's go out to the Bud Light fan question coming to us from the LSU Sports mobile app. We'll head to the Volunteer State, Taylor in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, wanting to know what kind, if any, moral victories you and the team are looking for throughout the season. I know it's been a rough season so far, stark difference from last season, but I'm sure there are some things you want to accomplish for your team this year.
Yeah, well, we always want to win. To me, there's no moral victories, but, you know, we want to get better. We need to improve on a lot of things, especially on defense, eliminating explosive plays, tackling better, being in a better position. We've done that this week. Arkansas is going to present a challenge. We're going to take it one game at a time. But you look at the possible schedules: Arkansas, Texas A&M, Alabama, Florida, and Ole Miss. You know, that's a very challenging schedule with some very explosive offenses. We need to get better in a hurry.
All right, back out to the Bud Light fan question. Kelly writing in, how are the guys handling this COVID-19 breakout amongst themselves?
You know, take it one day at a time. And, again, there's very few guys that have COVID, and we're giving them the best help possible. The majority of our guys that are out are quarantined, and they don't have COVID.
All right. Again, I think we've got a question here regarding – let's see. This is Jacob writing in, Coach, from Lockport, Louisiana. As we've seen all season long, you've committed to getting your defense right in the last few games. But what will your offense do to get their mind back on track to scoring big again?
Yeah, Jose, I hope everybody in Lockport is doing well, man. That's right near LaRose down there. And LCO Bulldogs and the Lockport had some great rivalries, man. I'll never forget that. But you know what? Eliminate explosive plays on defense, but on offense, getting the run game going, being more creative with the run game. And then the protection for the quarterback and eliminate turnovers. We went to Auburn and we had 3 turnovers that turned into 21 points. We can't do that, especially on the road.
Coach, last week on the show, going into what was the scheduled bye week, we talked about the work you guys did at practice, correcting things for LSU. But with all of that having taken place, what football-related work has been done? I know you said you practiced yesterday, obviously. I know that you met on Monday as well. Are you continuing to work on X's and O's with the players who are available
Sure.
for the next couple of days?
Yeah, we have regular practices. We have not missed a beat. We have not changed the schedule at all. We have some guys that step up. You know, Zach Van Rosenberg was second-team quarterback. We had guys that never deep snapped before. Sonny Fano deep snapped for special teams. So we just made it work.
I know you can't give specifics when it comes to players and numbers, obviously, but I think fans may be out there wondering how different next week could possibly be preparing for the Arkansas game as far as personnel that you will have to play. I mean, could it be a better situation as far as numbers?
A lot better. I do believe that Monday or Tuesday, the guys that are going to reach the total limit days of quarantine, and they should be back in practice.
I was going to ask you about your SEC coaches teleconference earlier today. You talked and were asked about Miles Brennan, but I'm going to go to Willie, who's calling in once again this week from Missouri City, Texas. He wants to talk about the quarterback situation. Willie, you're on with Coach O.
Hey, Coach, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Willie?
Oh, not much, buddy. Just still flying this flag out here.
Love it.
And
we're
not going to give up. We don't give up. We're Tigers. We fight all the way.
That's right.
And I just want to ask you a question. In regards to the quarterback situation, sometimes a quarterback, I play a little sports myself, sometimes you have a rough outing and your psyche get down.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we just had one starting quarterback, one scholarship quarterback this week in practice. How was his psyche? Was he down or was he upbeat or how did he practice?
You know what, well, that's a good question. TJ is a mentally tough young man. Raised with great character. He came back, bounced back, was hungry, had a great week of practice. He took almost every rep that he possibly can, and I think that he's got better this week.
Willie, always good to hear from you. Coach, as I said, you talked about Miles Brennan today. You were asked about it Monday. You were asked again earlier today on the teleconference. For those who may have missed that, what's the latest opinion and thoughts on the chances of Miles being able to return behind center here in 2020?
You know, talking to Jack Marucci, head trainer, who, by the way, does a tremendous job. He's a great LSU Tiger. He has a lot of insight, very smart man. We know Miles is going to see several doctors. We decided that right now this is best to operate on him right now or let him try to rehab. It looks like to me that he won't be available the rest of the season unless something miraculous happens. We ain't ruled that out yet, but it looks like they're leaning towards getting it fixed. They haven't made that decision yet.
All right, let's go back to the Bud Light hotline, back to the phones. And I mentioned about making lemonade out of lemons this week in practice with the guys that you have. And Charlie in Lafayette wants to talk about some of the younger players as well. Charlie, you're on with Coach O.
Hey, Coach O, how you doing tonight?
We'll see, Charlie.
How you doing? Great to talk to you. I've been away for 2 or 3 weeks. I'm glad to talk to you. One of the things I'm very proud of what you're doing, you still haven't missed a beat. You're out there recruiting, and you're bringing in future Tigers. You know, basically, and I just want to get your opinion on that, and then I want to ask you about a couple of players. I mean, if I'm recruiting, I want to bring in five DBs, two cornerbacks, and three safety, a nickelback. I want to bring in three linebackers, four defensive linemen, five interior linemen, three wideouts, one tight end, a quarterback, maybe two running backs, and maybe a specialist. You know, I mean that's in a perfect world what I want to do. I think you've done a good job of roster management. And then the other thing is, you know, Cardell Thomas, he got hurt last year. How is he coming along? Jacobian Guillory, how's he coming along? You know, I know the other ones like, you know, Jaquelin Roy and all of them. I think that this year is an aberration. I think next year we're going to be back competing for championships next year. And sometimes you learn, you pick up from that, and then you're going to have a very competitive quarterback run with TJ and That's with right. Miles and with you know, Max and the people coming in. So I'm encouraged for the future. So I just want you to kind of expound on kind of what I talked about. And keep going, Coach.
Yeah, I like your numbers. Obviously, we need some help. We identified that we need some help at the safety position. We went out and took care of that. I'm very proud of our coaches. Not the means that we're going to stop at that position. We still need cornerbacks. We still need great linebackers. We still need great defensive linemen. We have some committed, but we're going after the best. And we got to get some offensive linemen. We got to retool this offensive line. We'll be losing a lot of guys. So those things are key for us. We have some guys that are committed to us, about 20, 21 guys that are committed right now. They're doing a tremendous job. Most of them are playing this year. They're great players. So we're excited about that. But you know what? The thing about adding, if we add two games to the season, a couple of weeks, not playing Florida, not playing Alabama, that means we get to practice longer. And it's just like a bowl. When these young guys practice, they develop more, and you can see our linemen developing. So all those things are working out fine.
All right, Charlie, thank you for the call. And, again, fans, want to remind you, Hancock Whitney, who brings you the show each and every week, the official bank of LSU Athletics, and now they offer the limited edition Hancock Whitney LSU National Championship debit card. You can get yours by visiting hancockwhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC, all accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. We will continue with Coach O. We'll take some more of your calls. We've got some waiting patiently. We'll take your questions on the Bud Light hotline as well as the Bud Light fan question. It's the Ed Ogeron Show. It's presented by Hancock Whitney, and we are live on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Whatever you bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier. Sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. tigerfan.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go. LSUShop.net.
Can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more.
When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future.
Working from the far side hash. Quick snap. Hand to Ty Davis Price. Right side. He's in for the score. Touchdown, Tigers!
Your weekly chance to talk with Coach O. Join the show by dialing 578-4827 in Baton Rouge. Or toll free from anywhere. 1-800-315-8255. Or tweet a question at LSU Radio. This is the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney. On the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Back with you tonight inside TJ Ribs, talking Fighting Tiger football. And fans each week on the show following the action on the field, we'll name the Offensive Player of the Week presented by your local Southern Quality Ford dealers. So tune in next week. See who will be named the Offensive Player of the Week, once again presented by your local Southern Quality Ford dealers. Coach, this season has been a challenge. I mean, obviously this week highlights that, but it's been a battle and something that you've had to deal with, the medical team, trainers have had to deal with, that is very different than any other year. You knew coming into the season losing so many key pieces from last year's historic team. And I notice on this show and in other media availability, you talk about comparing this season to 2017, the beginning of building another championship team. And, of course, that was your first full season as head coach. Mm-hmm. But what in other ways, what is similar about what you did then and what you are doing now and will be doing in the future?
You know, remaining positive, remaining there's a belief that we are going to win a championship when we are building a championship team and teaching guys character and integrity. You know, that championship team last year, it took 3 years to build, and we built it. And there's a couple of key pieces that we have to get in this recruiting class. We have to do a great job of graduate transfers at some position, like we always have. Get a couple of junior college players and continue to get the type of players that it takes to win the national championship. You can see all our guys in there, how well they're doing. They were outstanding football players. Some of those guys were three-star guys. Jefferson, I don't know if Jefferson had a star. You know, so, you know, we got to get the guys that we believe in. We got to develop, and it takes time.
All right, let's go out to the Bud Light Hotline. Again, if you're out there tonight, got a question for Coach. Want to talk Fighting Tiger football, 225-578-4827 in Baton Rouge. Toll free from anywhere, 1-800-315-8255. Ricky has been waiting patiently. Ricky, I appreciate that, but you are now on with Coach O.
Coach, what's the effect of these middle-of-the-week changes to game location?
Yeah.
Or being delayed on the routine, and how do you combat it?
Yeah.
Thanks. And I still think we were going to beat Alabama.
There you go, Ricky. Hey, you know, Ricky, just don't blink, man. It all starts with me. And I tell the team the truth. I tell them exactly what I hear from Scott Woodward. He tells me. I tell the team. I said, hey, this may happen. It may not happen. But right now, this is the plan. This is what we're going after. And I think the guys appreciate that. But I got to let them know, hey, when you come into the season, everything was going to be fluid. We can't blink. The team that handles this adversity the best is going to win.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ricky, for the call. You know, Charlie's call in the previous segment talked a little bit about recruiting. And again, because, Coach, last week we talked so much about the off week and the practice that was being done. I didn't want to rehash that again tonight, but I did want to talk a little bit of recruiting. Obviously, we're limited as to what you can talk about. But take us inside that recruiting room. And yeah. I know that you've said since day one at the podium, hired as the LSU head football coach, Louisiana comes first, mm-hmm. and really anywhere else is a distant second in terms of first looking for that football talent right here in the state. Due to the fact that, obviously, there's so much great prep football mm-hmm. played in Louisiana. Of course, every year that's going to fluctuate. But how do you guys prioritize when to look beyond the border for a particular yeah. position or player? Or does it just come down to finding the best player wherever they happen to live?
Well, you know, we treat Louisiana first, and we want to win in Louisiana. And for the most part, this year we have, and it's a battle. Now, we can't take everybody. There'll be some guys that'll go. There'll be some guys that we lose. We don't want to lose them. There'll be some guys that other big-time schools offer that we haven't offered, so that's going to happen. But we want to get the best players in the state of Louisiana. So far, we have. And then we're going to go out of state. And it's going to be by position. It's going to be by specific need. And I think our guys have done a tremendous job. We're recruiting all the way from California to New York to Miami. And the guys want to come here. We have a national brand.
You know, and Charlie alluded to the last couple of weeks. Again, got to be very generic here. But there's been a lot of success, a lot of hold that tiger. You know, I was thinking about it earlier today. What are you hearing from potential student-athletes when it comes to LSU and their continued excitement yeah. about what's happening here?
You know, we have unlimited phone calls with the guys. We have things what we call powwow. And we'll get in there, and we may talk to 40 recruits and their parents within an hour.
Whew.
The phones are flying around. I'm talking to all of them. And as you know, today is about constant contact. You know, Derek works my Twitter. Hey, somebody texting these guys. We call them every day. If they don't hear from you every day, they think something's wrong. So we've developed some great relationships. We do believe we're going to finish very strong and have an outstanding recruiting class.
All right.
Good.
All right, let's go back out before we take our next break. Steve in Denham Springs, you got a few moments here before we go to commercial break. What do you got for Coach O?
Hey, Coach O. Hey, Chris. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Hey, look, so Coach O, I've got two questions for you. One of them is way more important than the other one. I'll start with the first. What will you have the guys doing this weekend? Will they be on campus? Will you have some practice? And the second question is, you've got a really fine executive chef cooking for you guys yeah. over there at the facility. If you're going to ask him to make you a steak for this weekend so you can watch some game film, would you have it blackened or would you have it on the grill, Coach? And what kind of steak would it
yeah,
be?
Yeah, that was good. Any type he'd give me, I promise you that. He does a tremendous job. And, you know, he cooks ribeyes, he cooks New York shrimp, porterhouse, and I take it medium well. He does a good job. Anytime I want a steak, he will give it to us. I may have guests come on over and eat a steak. But this weekend, we're going to practice tomorrow. This is going to be a third down day against Arkansas. The guys are going to go to school on Friday. They got Saturday and Sunday off. They got to be back Sunday night at 10 o'clock if they do go home. And then Monday, we have a regular practice.
All right, thanks for the call. And we can squeeze in. Let's go over to Big Easy. Nick, you're on with Coach O.
Hey, Coach O and Chris, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
What are you saying, Nick?
Hey, Coach O, good talking to you. Hey, I just had a question. I think you've done a great job recruiting. And like you said, it took 3 years to build this. What do you think is the difference between, you know, how these other brands like Alabama and Clemson consistently stay on the top yeah. in the recruiting class?
Yeah.
As we have, and what is the difference? How do we prevent from having this type of rebuilding year?
Yeah, I think it takes years. You know, I think this is my fourth year. And to lose the type of guys we lost last year, I think that you have to have your roster fully loaded every year. You have to be redshirting some guys that are great players, and they have to step up. We weren't prepared as we should be. That's my responsibility. Not to say that we don't have any good players, but these guys didn't have any experience. And I think it takes experience. As I'm saying, you got to grow just like we did with that other team. And I think these guys are going to be better off next year learning how to play in the SEC. The teams that we got to play are going to be very challenging, but we're going to give it everything we got. We're going to play to win, and these guys are going to get better.
All right, Nick, thanks for the call. Fans each week here on the show, listen in to hear the Defensive Player of the Week, brought to you by Cox, official communications provider of LSU Athletics. We'll be back with more after this on the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, right here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
This football season, Toyota is bringing the tailgate to you. Enter the Toyota Tailgate to Go sweepstakes for a chance to win an at-home tailgate party. The ultimate at-home tailgate includes food and drink delivered from a local restaurant and a tailgate-to-go party pack with game day essentials. Plus, you can pick a lucky friend to have the same experience delivered to their home. That's right. Win one, give one. For complete rules and to register, visit toyotatailgatetogo.com or text TOUCHDOWN to 22454. Toyota is a proud sponsor of LSU Athletics.
At Albertsons, we care about your health and safety, and we're making it easy to protect yourself and your family with free flu shots at our pharmacy. Available with most insurance, no copayment unless required by your plan. Get your vaccination today from our specially trained pharmacist and earn 10% off your next grocery purchase up to $200 with any immunization. Restrictions apply. Visit our website at albertsons.com/flu to learn more about our safety precautions, facts about the flu, and how to get your vaccination today.
People's Health is your Medicare health team, and People's Health is proud to sponsor your LSU Tiger teams. People's Health knows that when it comes to health care, what works is teamwork. Every People's Health Plan member is backed by a Medicare health team of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other health professionals. Whatever your health goals, our team's goal is to help you enjoy the best health possible. So compare your Medicare coverage to a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan. Call for your free information kit. People's Health is the official health plan of LSU Athletics.
Discover a place where legends are made, where ordinary checks itself at the door, and unforgettable experiences are around every corner. Discover L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Unique dining, the hottest games, and the coolest rooftop pool around. Make your moment legendary at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Exit at Blue Bonnet off I-10. See My Choice Center for details. Must be 21 Winner Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
What does Julie, who runs a thriving local business, have in common with a starting quarterback? They both know how to hustle. As a small business owner, you rise before the sun and push till well after it sets. Outpace and defy expectations. Every QB needs a great team. UPS is here to support the hustle with tools and expert advice to help you be unstoppable. Visit ups.com/pivot for details. UPS, the official logistics partner of LSU Athletics.
John Emery, the running back. Emery gets it. Leaps over the top. Touchdown, Tigers!
This is the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Tiger fans, show off your spirit during your next virtual watch party. Just visit cox.com/tigers. Take a selfie with Mike the Tiger. Don't forget to share, watch together, cheer together, take a selfie together, even if you're not actually together. Cox bringing us closer. Tigers look to get back to action a week from this Saturday. Again, out on the road, they head to Fayetteville. They'll take on the Arkansas Razorbacks with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Coach, you were talking earlier when we were talking about recruiting about the technology and how things are different here in 2020. You, as I've said 1,000 times on this show, you are always at the cutting edge of recruiting. But once you kind of realize this year when the NCAA kind of changed the rules, again, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, how quick were you and your team to say, okay, this is what we have to do. Let's make sure we have the technology and understand the technology to use it.
The first thing, you know, we have Doug Oakland that does all our electronics and our film. Doug, he's the best in the business. His daddy was at the Saints. This guy's phenomenal, and he hooked us up on these Zoom meetings. So we had Zoom meetings during the COVID time. We had Zoom meetings with our prospects, with their parents. We went through academics. We went through virtual tours. We went through everything that we wanted to do, and a lot of coaches got on there with them. We had several Zoom meetings, maybe some of them twice a week. And then we had FaceTime calls, and FaceTime calls almost like being there. And I'd much rather a FaceTime call than a direct call. I require our coaches to get power hour and COVID-19 almost every day that we could. And we did a tremendous job of keeping in contact with these recruits.
You know, earlier today and yesterday, reports were coming out that the NCAA may extend this dead period, and technology will again kind of rule the day as far as recruiting is concerned. And I was thinking again in the office today, what are the pros and cons of electronic communication versus the ability to have those on-campus official visits? And do those pros and cons even out in the end, in the wash?
Well, there's nothing like in-person contact. And there's nothing like these guys coming to LSU and seeing a game with 102,500. I mean, that's got a lot. Last year, Eric Gilbert and his parents came to the Florida game. And that's what sold Eric on coming to LSU, that game and that stadium that night. So
That's
a big advantage for us. There's no electronic that can match Tiger Stadium, I promise you.
No doubt about it. Fans, if you want to get your hands on the 2020 official game day program but can't make it out to Tiger Stadium this season, we invite you to visit your local Louisiana Academy Sports and Outdoors and pick up your copy for free when you purchase $25 or more on LSU or team merchandise. Visit academy.com and find a location near you. Coming up, we continue to talk more about the future of Fighting Tiger football, short-term and long-term. So stay with us. We'll also take some of your calls if you're out there listening. 225-578-4827 in Baton Rouge. Toll-free 1-800-315-8255 from anywhere in the U.S. of A. Stay with us right after this on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
If SEC football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM SEC Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team previews, live games, news and analysis from experts like Chris Doering and Aaron Murray, coaches shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside SEC football and do it for free. Listen on your phone, online, and at home with the free SiriusXM trial. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more, with an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier, sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is, not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
Across the 40, 45, headed to the far sideline, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Tigers, Trey Palmer.
Welcome back. The Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, continues on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Fans, all LSU Sports Radio Network broadcasts, including this one right here, every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Stream for free at lsusports.net. And you can also download the LSU Sports mobile app presented by BASF and catch the shows wherever you are on your mobile device. Official apps are free in the iTunes Store and Google Play. Visit lsusports.net/apps for more details. The LSU Sports mobile app presented by BASF. We create chemistry. Coach, continuing to talk a little bit about recruiting. Coming off last year's success, historic numbers, record numbers, LSU records, SEC records, college football playoff records, you kind of got the interest of a lot of skilled players, wide receivers, obviously quarterbacks, running backs who can catch the football out of the backfield, hybrid tight ends who can stretch the field as well. How do you balance that while maintaining an emphasis on the big guys up front, which you have said very often, that's where it all starts in the SEC?
It's a big man's game, and you need him. And we are doing it. James Craig does a tremendous job of recruiting. Take a guy like Damian Lewis. Nobody knew about Damian Lewis out of Northwest Community College. Came in, and now he's a high draft choice. Lloyd Cushenberry was one of the last guys we took, three-star, developing a great player. Sadiq Charles goes out early in the NFL and is doing well now. So the guys come here and they develop. So we have one commitment that we're really pleased with, obviously. We after some of the top guys in the country, and we think that soon we have a couple of those guys that are going to commit to us. But you can never get enough big guys, especially on the offensive line.
I think it would be interesting for all of us to know, Coach, if you could give us an idea on the amount of film and interest that your staff goes through that is sent to you or somebody, emails you or tweets at one of your staff. I think we all would be shocked at the volume of interest that must be first combed through, notwithstanding the people you already know and you're already tracking, because truth be known, I get people sending it to me. And I'm like, why are you sending it to the radio guy? I can't help you at all. I can only imagine the volume you guys go through.
You know, Colin D'Angelo and Derek Pernancy, they do a great job organizing our recruiting. And we have a complete staff that all they do is work on recruiting all day and cutting up film. I mean, there's student workers in there all day long, and there's six, seven, eight of them cutting up film. We may cut up anywhere from 500 to 1,000 a year. And if you're looking at two classes, closer to 1,000. We look at the guys, our coaches grade them. We watch them. Our coaches grade 10 guys a week. I'm in there, too. I probably got more time, so I grade about 25. On Friday, we go over each player's grades, and those evaluations are important to us.
Obviously, at this level, Coach, recruiting highly competitive. You talked about it earlier. Tigers are going after the best of the best across the board in all positions across the country. When it comes to defense in 2020, is there one position or a position group in modern college football where we are today that is most scarce or hard to get compared to other positions? Meaning, are defensive backs harder to find than great defensive linemen or finding those great linebackers? Is there a most coveted position group that everybody's going after?
It's the defensive lineman, the three technique, the next Glenn Darcy, the next Warren Sapp. Where is he at? Those are the guys that dominate the football game. And for us, Corey Raymond has done a great job of recruiting cornerbacks. I mean, we got some of the top cornerbacks in the world right there on our football team. And you know what? We've recruited two running backs and put them at linebacker, Devin White and Patrick Queen. Both of them are outstanding football players. So we've done well at that. And we've had some good defensive linemen, but we just haven't had a first-round pick at defensive tackle, and that's what we're looking for.
All right. How do you see this year? Again, the NCAA, as everybody agreed, did the right thing during this very unprecedented year. Everybody will retain their year of eligibility. How does that affect roster management in football? Because we hear it a lot in college baseball. We hear it some in college basketball. Is it something that has to be accounted for when you're talking to potential student athletes? Mm-hmm. Is it something that they ask about in regards to how quickly they could play on the field? Do they even ask about it?
Well, it's going to help get our roster back to 85 because we were very low. And we're already recruiting guys and asking them to stay. Now, some of them are going to go. I think some of them want to stay. They see the benefits of staying another year. I give an example, DJ Chark. I'd met with DJ Chark and his parents. He was thinking about going. I told him to stay another year. He needed some more development. And now he's having an excellent career at Jacksonville. So we use that example. I think each player is different, but definitely we are recruiting our roster to stay as much as we can.
All right, fans, we got one more segment with Coach O here on this Wednesday night. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this. Stay right there. You might miss something after these words on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Stadium seats may have been replaced with recliners. Tailgates outside the stadium have been swapped for the ones in the backyard. And thousands of screaming fans have been replaced by one screaming baby. But the only thing that hasn't changed? Us, watching the game together.
It's game time, baby.
Test your Tiger's knowledge by saying LSU Trivia into your Contour voice remote to enhance your game day experience. Watch together, play together, win together, even if you're not actually together. Cox, bringing us closer.
At Albertsons, we care about your health and safety, and we're making it easy to protect yourself and your family with free flu shots at our pharmacy. Available with most insurance, no copayment unless required by your plan. Get your vaccination today from our specially trained pharmacist and earn 10% off your next grocery purchase up to $200 with any immunization. Restrictions apply. Visit our website at albertsons.com/flu to learn more about our safety precautions, facts about the flu, and how to get your vaccination today.
Discover a place where legends are made. Where ordinary checks itself at the door and unforgettable experiences are around every corner. Discover L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Unique dining, the hottest games, and the coolest rooftop pool around. Make your moment legendary at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Exit at Blue Bonnet off I-10. See My Choice Center for details. Must be 21 Winner Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Couchgate this season and enjoy local food with contactless delivery from Waiter, the official food delivery partner of LSU Athletics. Waiter is the safest and most convenient way to enjoy Louisiana favorites like La Coretta, walk-ons, Rotolos, and more. Download the Waiter app or visit waiterapp.com. That's WAITRAPP.com to start an order today. Get free delivery on your order of $12 or more with code LSU2020. Waiter, you relax, we deliver.
It's going to be intercepted, taken away. It's going to be Eli Ricks. 15, 10, 5, pick 6, touchdown, Tigers!
We are back with Coach O. This is the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Last couple of moments with Coach O this week. Again, thanks to everybody coming out here to TJ Ribs. Thanks to all of you for tuning in and calling in. Coach, we talked earlier. You mentioned what the schedule would look like for the team, for the staff, in this unexpected weekend off. And I know your number one concern is the safety and health of your players all the way around. But when these guys are in quarantine, whether it's COVID or just contact traced, are there things they're doing football wise mentally to stay in shape?
Oh yeah, they in every meeting with Zoom meetings, they're on their computers, the Zoom meeting with their coaches, they're going through an installation, they're watching the tape at night. The only thing they're doing is not practicing. Now they can come and work out in groups, the quarantine groups work out with Tommy Muffet. They've been running and lifting.
The word unprecedented, I've used it tonight and it's been used appropriately way too much this year. How do you keep the team from getting too caught up in the who will we play, when will we play, are they going to change this game, will it move, and things like that?
Just be honest with them. You know, just tell them the truth. Hey, this is what's going on. This is what we got to deal with today. Focus on the LSU Tigers, and we got a lot of things to get better. Those things are out of our control. It doesn't do us any good to think about it. It's going to happen. We're going to play where we're going to play, who we're going to play. It don't matter. LSU's got to show up.
All right, last caller of the night. The honors go to Mike up and over in Alexandria. Mike, you're on with Coach O.
Hey, thank you. Hey, Coach, you doing all right?
We'll say, Mike.
Hey, man, you had a pretty good week outside of the COVID thing?
Yeah, we had a good week, Mike. Thanks.
Hey, look, Coach, I was wondering, you know, because I watch a lot of film, but I know this is all your business. I don't want to get in it. But, man, if we had the fastest tempo offense known to mankind, we could win out.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what we do? We call it warp. And, you know, our offense didn't play well against Auburn, but look, the other games, man, they're putting up 40, 45 points. And I got to give it to Coach Hinsman. I think he's done a great job. Now, in Auburn game, we should have been better. So, but we do go at warp speed. We did it last year a bunch. We did it the year we beat Georgia. So we use it, but it's not every down.
Thank you, Mike, for the call. You know, Ricky asked earlier, Coach, about what it's been like when you've had these instances this year where you kind of change things up, midweek. I wanted to expand on that a little bit. How flexible will you and the staff have to be in the event that schedules literally get changed around throughout the SEC to get all these games in?
You know, the good thing is we, during COVID, we analyzed and we broke down every team and made a preliminary game plan. So all those breakdowns are done. Our analysts have broke down every opponent. Everything's in the computer, ready to go. All we got to do is say, they tell us who we're playing. We punch out the reports. We watch the film. We make the game plan.
Here's a logistics question. When you talk about the analysts, and we were talking about it a couple of weeks ago, and the fact that that information is there, now it's a matter of distributing it among the staff and ultimately to the players. Is there a point person who kind of gets that thing going? Like when the game got switched and you had to prepare for South Carolina. Yeah. I mean, is there somebody who goes, all right, let's change that information?
Yeah, you know, August Mangum does a great job for us. Russ Calloway does a great job for us on defense. Tyler Ogeron, my son, he's always working on that. We got a lot of analysts do a great job. We got some analysts that have been NFL defensive coordinators. So that analyst position has been very helpful to us.
Coach, without question, the Fighting Tigers will play football again. Hopefully it will be a week from this Saturday, again on the road against Arkansas. Next week you and I will discuss the scouting report on this year's Razorbacks. But what is the message to fans, those here at TJ Ribs, those who are listening wherever they may be, now that we're five games in, hopefully five games remain here in 2020, what can they do to help this back half of the season? What can they do to help the 2020 Fighting Tigers?
Stay together. Know we're building a championship team. One team, one heartbeat. Let's be positive. The LSU guys are strong. LSU players are strong. LSU fans are strong. Let's be proud. I know we have some ways to go with this football team, but I promise you we're building a championship team.
Every Monday is Tell the Truth Monday, and unfortunately we've gotten to a spot here where you had an off week. And then you had another off week. So this Monday, I have to imagine, you're pretty routine-oriented.
Yeah.
So what do you do on Tell the Truth Monday?
We tell the truth. And we said, hey, listen, this is what we did well last week in practice. These are the things that we improved on. These are the things that we have to improve on. This is the motto for the week. These are the things on offense and defense and special teams that we got to get better at. So tell the truth. This is what we have to do.
Coach, just having a little bit of fun with you here to close up the show. You mentioned Zach Von Rosenberg, that second-string quarterback. How upset was he, or will he be, if he never gets to take snaps behind center and throw the football as opposed to kick the football?
Yeah, I'm telling you what, now he's done a good job. And believe it or not, he's thrown a couple of touchdown passes on our defense. So he might go out there and do very well.
Again, you talked about some young guys getting reps. I have to imagine those guys really – it was an unfortunate week, but I guess when you said, hey, next man up, those guys just jumped at the chance.
Man, Kevontae Bradford, Devontae Lee, those guys are getting better. The young linemen were getting better. TJ took a lot of reps. He got better this week. I was just really proud of my whole team. We're just getting better. The guys, a lot of walk-on guys playing in the first team. They never got a chance. They catching football, scoring touchdowns, having a blast.
You know, Coach, we've had two road games on the season. The win in Nashville over Vanderbilt, the tough loss in a game that was switched from a home game to Missouri. If everything stays the same, you'll be on the road again next week going to Fayetteville, a team that feels pretty good about themselves, deservedly so. How have the guys handled that travel, and what do you expect from them when they head to Fayetteville?
I talked to them today about playing on the road. First of all, you got to win the turnover battle. You know, we went on the road against Auburn, and we didn't win the turnover battle. We were plus six. We had three turnovers that resulted in 21 points. You got to bring your run game. You go on the road, you got to run, you got to be physical, you got to play great defense. And, you know, I don't know what the crowd's going to be like. We're practicing crowd noise, but can't let it affect us.
Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining us through what I know has been a difficult week for you and the team. Here's to a quick and speedy recovery for everyone, and we'll see you here again at TJ Ribs next Wednesday night.
Thank you, Chris. As always, we appreciate you. Go Tigers.
All right, fans, that's our show. I want to thank the coach for his time, the staff here at TJ Ribs. I want to thank Stan Catron with production assistance here at TJ Ribs and the straw stirring the drink back at our network studio, Mr. Jeff Palermo. Thanks, as always, to you for joining us. And we invite you to join us next week, same time, same channel. And until then, this is Chris Blair saying so long, everybody, and go Tigers.
The Ed Ogeron Show from the LSU Sports Radio Network. Presented by Hancock Whitney, the official bank of the LSU Tigers. The Ed Ogeron Show is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network, a division of Outfront Sports. The LSU Sports Radio Network is a division of LSUSB.